Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 122. Jason joins us, but Todd and Jeff can't make it, so we get Jason's character sorted out really quickly, and then we start the adventure. The group starts off in the town of Torotsnob. It is the source for emerald wool and covers several of the lush islands on the salt-crusted arid Karum. There is a spooky little kid, a plucky little girl, and an annoyed shepherd's daughter. We cover a bit of combat and the general conflict resolution rules during this episode. We have all sorts of ways for you to contact us. Comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Search for us on Facebook, or even stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on Stitcher or iTunes. And make Doug happy. Leave us a review. Enjoy the show.
Okay.
Okay. We're recording.
18 shins.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's rich.
I bought a bedroll with my money. And some matches.
That's not a bad idea. Hello and welcome to Rusak Gamers. I'm Joe. I will not be your GM this evening. But to my right is...
Oh, I'm Roy.
And
to my right, no. I'll be your GM tonight. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to find your volume knob there.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, you're doing great. It was just up a little high. And so I'm Roy. I'm the GM tonight. And to my right is?
This going right thing is confusing.
Yeah, I know.
I threw it all off. Blame Joe.
I'm Bill. I'm just playing.
I'm Doug.
Jason.
Okay, and we are... Jason's here tonight, isn't it nice?
Yay!
I decided to show up for once.
It's so sweet. So Jeff couldn't make it tonight, and neither could Todd, but Jason's here with us, and we're going to go ahead and start with Numenera. Let me take a drink.
Everybody take a drink.
It's a new game.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Linen Kugel's Orange Shandy. I do not recommend it.
And yet you're going to drink it all.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to drink it all. Oh, yeah, I'm going to drink it all. Okay, so we're going to go back around the table here real quick. We're going to go the proper direction this time so people don't freak out. Okay. I want you guys to let everybody know who you are, what character is you're playing.
Okay.
Okay, and Joe?
I'm playing a gentleman by the name of Ian Frey. He is a clever jack who controls gravity. The background is just several expeditions preparing to explore old ruins and odd mysteries would like me to join them because I seem like a promising addition to the team.
Hold off on your backgrounds just briefly, just in case you might want to change and want to give you a little bit of information about where you're starting off and stuff like that. Okay?
Okay. I use a quarterstaff as my main two-handed weapon. I also have a Sisk, which is sort of like a bladed frisbee.
Ooh.
Ooh, Mad Max.
Yeah.
And I control gravity, and at tier one, that's not very exciting. Basically, I can hover a bit.
Do you want to mention connections as we're going around, too?
Yeah, go ahead. If you've got connections set up, go ahead and mention them real quick.
I'm connected with a character at the table by the name of Grom. In the recent past, while using my gravitational powers, I accidentally sent Grom hurtling into the air and plummeting towards the ground. He barely survived. Does he resent, fear, or forgive me? I guess we'll have to find out.
We will when we get to Grom.
My adjective being clever basically means that I am skilled at identifying or assessing danger, lies, quality, how things work, trickery. I'm trained at persuading. And my inability is studying or retaining trivial knowledge.
That's cool.
That's basically it.
Jason?
I'm playing Obese.
Obese?
Obese.
How do you spell that?
O-B-I-S.
Just like it sounds.
Descriptor is a mystical. I'm playing a Jack type, and the focus that I've chosen is fuses flesh and steel.
So a mystical Jack who fuses flesh and steel.
That's correct.
He's a Jack in the box.
That's right. Jack of many trades.
Okay. Doug.
I am playing Grom the Bookworm. He is a learned nano who talks to machines. He is good with Numenera, identifying and healing. And he carries a blowgun because I think that's cool.
I don't think we've ever had anyone have a blowgun before.
Never, ever. I was like, ooh, blowgun!
Do we know if you are indifferent or resentful towards being lifted up in the air?
Terrified. Absolutely terrified. Every time he uses the power, scares the bejeebies out of me.
Okay.
Every time. Always.
Good to know.
Always. Oh, and I have a connection with Bill's character.
Oleand?
Oleand, yeah. Anytime Oleand is standing next to a machine that I'm talking to, the machine, it's harder to talk to.
Really?
Yeah.
In mechanical terms, it's one level lower.
Okay.
Creased, yeah.
It's only the ones he's having a friendly conversation with.
Oleand puts off a bad vibe, I think.
No, really?
They just like me better than him.
It's a bad vibe.
It's almost like they're distracted by someone they are enamored with. You know? That sort of thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Bill.
I'm playing Oleand. O-L-I-A-N-D. The D is silent.
Go on.
I am a mystic glaive who carries a quiver. Basically, my concept is I'm a Zen archer. So I'm a bit odd and I shoot things with a bow.
Okay.
Typecasting.
Everybody's been given their, various oddities and ciphers. No one has any artifacts yet. We are going to start off in the, looking on the map, on the lower right hand side of the map, the Arid Kalum region, we're going to be starting in the northeast of that particular region. We had talked about starting in Lorik, but I didn't like the bloody religion aspects of the city. Not as a base of operations. Someplace you have to sneak into? Yeah, that might be interesting. Arid Kalum looks like the salt flats of Utah is what I was thinking of in my head, only much, much larger. Dotted by small mounds, not even small, I mean they can be actually quite large, of lush vegetation. Okay, so you guys are going to be starting off in the town of Torout's Knob. It's one of the mounds. And the people there are agrarian. They raise green sheep. Green sheep? Bill's looking at me weird. Wasn't in the book, was it?
No, I don't know what's in the book. I just, green sheep?
Green sheep.
Little ba-ba-bas?
Yeah, actually they're very small as what you were thinking of as like sheep that we know.
Pygmy sheep?
Almost like pygmy sheep, yeah, about roughly a third of the size of the sheep that we know of here today. And the wool is a bright green.
Crazy.
It's a natural camouflage form on these particular items on these particular islands of lush vegetation. Okay.
Weird. Sweet.
Do they make good pets?
No. But they do taste yummy. Not with mint sauce though.
Clashes with the meat.
Way too much green.
All I need from you guys is why you're in the town, and you can have any reason whatsoever. The only stipulation I want is that, you're there for a little bit of time. I mean, you can't just be one day passing through. You might be there with a caravan. You might be visiting a relative. You might even live there. And that's all I need to know is what do you all want to do as far as your background with relation to this particular place?
I'm thinking.
Okay. I got an idea.
Bill.
Go ahead.
Doug.
So Grom had a long conversation with a moisture evaporator who was telling him the secrets of the mechanical world. And he told him this legend amongst machinery about the great mind, that there's some giant machine buried out there somewhere who is ancient and knows the truth about everything. He knows what happened in the last age. And so this moisture evaporator told me that if I came to this town, I would find a clue on where to go to next.
So how long have you been in this town?
I just got here.
Okay.
It was a long walk.
Joe, did you have an idea yet?
Ian has been in town for a little under a month. His adventures brought him here. He's an adventuring type. And he has been trying desperately to win the affections of one of the green sheep herder's daughters. Mm. And she hates me. I don't know why, but she is just not receptive to my cunning attempts to try to seduce her, which is very weird for me because almost everybody is very receptive to me, which men, just makes me want her that much more.
Men, women, aliens of all types?
Of all types. I'm very charismatic.
Okay.
Any port in a storm?
What is her name?
Her name is Jinx. And the fact that she doesn't like me is just driving me wild. I gotta have this girl.
It's like catnip.
Yep.
All right. Jason, do you have an idea?
There's a rumor that there's a cult here that might be able to help me find why I'm so undetermined with my abilities. I still haven't figured them all out yet. So I'm looking for a cult to help me figure it out.
Okay. These cultists, are they machine cultists of any particular type, or do you know do you not have a clue except that there's this cult that you're looking for and they're supposed to be in this area?
They're supposed to be in this area.
Okay. Okay, Bill.
A dream brought me here.
How long have you been here?
What is time?
So half a year.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're here, you come here and you take out your little sphere of goldfish and meditate?
No, not so much. I've been here, I've been in the area for a long time, but I just kind of wander wherever I wander.
So how do the townspeople know you? Do they know you as just this amiable wanderer who comes in, stays a couple of days, and leaves?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't spend much, but is a good tipper?
No.
No. And Jason, how long have you been in town?
Just got here.
Okay. So Doug just arrived. Jason just arrived. Did you all arrive together?
Sure.
Met on the road.
Okay. Met on the road. And Doug, you and Joe have known each other before. I mean, if you just arrived, you have to have known each other before, since he's scared the living crap out of you by shooting you up in the air with his anti-grav abilities.
Sure.
Okay. Is there a story behind that? Were you all in cahoots about something?
Yeah.
Trying to run away from somebody?
No, we were exploring some lost ruins together, and we were trying to cross, we were climbing around on these structures, and it was going to be an easy jaunt from one to the next, and
I asked for a boost. Boy, was that a mistake.
And I had a misfire.
A misfire.
Yeah.
That's what he calls it. I was in the hospital for a month. He called it a misfire.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So you guys are in the town, Torout's Knob. And, it's getting on towards evening. It's a time of festival in the town. Work is still being done. It's not the height of the festival yet.
What festival is it?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought of a name for it.
What are we festively celebrating?
Shearing season.
Mm.
Great.
You know, okay, so I'm
looking for an awesome green cape.
It's the time.
That would be weaving season.
That would be weaving season, yeah.
Dang it.
Okay, so at this particular, at the shearing festival, what everyone does is the herders all round up all their sheep
and they herd them all into the largest island, for lack of a better term. The actual Torot's Knob, the small town, is on this island, and they have the big festival there. Everyone has their own pens. They have various contests. Who's got the wooliest sheep? Who's got the littlest sheep? Who's got the biggest sheep? Who's got the most? You know, that's who's got the yummiest sheep. There's all sorts of food. But it's not the height of the festival yet. It's early stages of the festival. You know, the kids are starting to get excited. You know, they're running around and stuff like that, playing and getting underfoot. It's, getting on towards evening. And where are you guys at and what are you doing?
I'm in the tavern and I am desperately trying to buy Jinx a mug of, grog.
Okay. What's the tavern's name?
The Fuzzy Shear.
Okay. The Fuzzy Shear. Kind of like that. Kind of want to build that as a bar now, don't you? Okay. And you're there, trying to buy Jinx a drink and she's having none of it. Jason?
I'm just walking through the shops looking for like a mystical ruin or some hidden detail that might help me find my way.
Okay.
I'm following Jason because this is all new to me.
And Bill?
I walk into the bar carrying a odd flower I found out in the salt waste.
Okay.
I hand it to Jinx and then I leave.
She takes the flower and looks at you oddly as you walk out.
It's not poison ivy.
Nightshade.
Not offended, with a little bit of affection. Now we've got tension. Okay. So you guys are in town. There's not anything like listen checks in this, is there? I mean,
sure there is.
I just set a difficulty and you guys. You just, okay.
Name a skill and set a difficulty.
I'm going to set a difficulty. Yeah, give me a listen skill check. Difficulty of 2. It's fairly simple.
Wait, it can't be 2. So, the difficulty's 2, the rating is a 6.
Yeah. 6. I'm sorry. Well, the difficulty's a 2. It's a 2. It's a standard, just standard
target,
difficulty.
Target
the target number is a 6.
There you go.
Yes. Are you guys gonna roll? Do you need some dice, Jason?
18.
27.
14.
Gee. I got an 8.
I got a 7.
14.
Okay.
So we all succeeded.
You all succeeded.
He gets to do something special
now.
Yeah,
he gets a minor effect.
No, that's a 19.
No, it's a 19.
Oh, no, never mind. 19,
right. 19, 20.
18 does something in combat. Damage in combat.
1, 2, minor effect, major effect.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You see a couple of young kids. One of them is the younger sister of Jinx. But not all of them are related. Okay, there's just like a group of kids. You see them whispering to each other, you know, as they move through the stalls and the various the tavern and the various other shops. You hear them talking and they seem to be talking about like a pet. Okay. Like trying to, okay, we got to sneak some food. We got to get some food. Okay. And we got to get her someplace, you know, safe and quiet to sleep. It seems a little weird because there are no one has any, even though it's a sheep herder town, there are no sheep herding canines. Okay, there's no animal that they use to herd the sheep. The sheep are very placid and they all call to each particular call from the sheep herders. They all have a specific whistle that the sheep all follow. So it's kind of weird. There's not really pets. Okay, there's not even any birds in this particular area. It's kind of weird. But, so you hear him talking like that.
I will approach Jinx's little sister.
Her name is?
Her name's Annabelle.
I know you.
No, I know you.
I know you. You're the guy that Jinx thinks is weird.
No. Well, she happens to be quite fond of me.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Well, she may not know it yet. So
I think she knows.
Anyway, I couldn't help but overhear you talking about a pet.
No.
Maybe a small animal?
No.
What exactly were you trying to get food for then, Annabelle?
I would tell you, but it's really none of your business, is it, mister?
Well, if you'd like, I could go discuss the matter with your dad.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure Jinx would just love to find out how you're interfering with her little sister.
Hey, I'm just trying to get in on the fun.
I don't know.
Are you trying to persuade her? Is this something you would have to try and make a roll for?
Well, I'm very trained at persuading.
Okay.
So that lets me reduce the difficulty by two, right?
One
for trained, two for skilled, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's gonna be difficult because she knows what her sister thinks of you. And she's a little kid. And have you ever tried to argue logic with a little kid?
I don't make it a point to. Okay. But her sister happens to really like me.
You think your sister really likes you. You've not persuaded her of that yet. That's a much more difficult role.
Okay, well, what's
the difficulty?
Okay, so it is difficult, so the target number is 12. But you say that you are trained in persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
That would take it down to a demanding, which would be a 9.
So
what were the easier numbers first?
Routine, simple, standard, demanding, difficult.
I mean the 1 through 10.
It's a 4. If you said it was a 12, it's a 4.
4. Okay, 4.
Oh, okay.
It's a 4.
0, so 1, 2, 3, 4.
Being trained makes it a 3.
Right. And then you can burn from your pool to lower it further if you want.
Right.
You can burn 1 point of effort from the pool, make it a 2.
Three points of pool for one effort.
Right.
But then how do I recover effort?
You don't recover effort. You'd have to recover your pool.
Your effort costs from your pool. Right, and then you would recover your pool by just taking a breath. But you only do that once a day.
Well, you can do it 4 times a day, just how long it takes.
Well, the breath one. The
one action.
Yeah, it's a one action, yeah.
So I can use effort.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You have 1 point in effort, which means you can use up to 1 point. You can burn your pool to get 1 point of effort to reduce the difficulty by 1.
Right.
To do that, you have to spend, the first point of effort is 3 points out of a pool.
It started off as a difficulty of 4. It's a 3 because
of my skill.
Right. And you could bring it down to a 2 if you spend some effort. And the target number at a 2 is a 6.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll burn it.
Okay.
And where did you take your edge? Took that in might, right?
Yes.
If you had it in intellect, it would have
reduced the cost, right?
Okay, but I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to spend the effort, and I'm going to take it down to a 2, which means I need to roll at least a 6.
Yes.
13.
Okay.
And mark down 2 points on your sheet.
Yep. Or on his, he sprung for the iPad.
I did.
Version of the
I got the iPad Numenera character creator app, and it's very nice.
Nice.
$2.99 at your iStore.
So I spent.
You spent 3 from your intellect pool. So your intellect pool drops by 3.
And what did you say, mark 2?
I was thinking that you had your edge in it, but yeah, no. 3.
Yeah. Okay. So Annabelle looks you over and she's.
Well, I can trust you, and you won't say anything to anyone else?
Of course I won't.
Okay. Me and some of the other kids, we found like a little friend, and we're just trying to keep her safe, and we need to just get her some food, and we need to get her some blankets and everything so she can sleep tonight.
Okay. It's kind of weird.
No. She's our friend.
Okay,
But I am being clear, when you all heard it before, they were talking as if she was a pet, something that they were trying to take care of. Okay.
Okay.
She's our friend. We're helping our friend.
Well, let me assist. Let me help you.
You gonna buy her some food?
Yeah, I'll buy her some food.
Oh, sweet.
She drags you over to one of the little stalls and, you know, they sell meat pies over there.
Okay. How much?
A shim. Half shim for a meat pie.
Half?
Half.
Okay. I
don't know if they do that in these. Do they do that?
It's your game.
Yeah, half shin for a meat pie.
Mm, are you putting an M on there?
It's shin.
Shin. Sorry. I know I've read it several times. It should be shin with an N, but I keep saying it as shim.
A half shin. Here's your half shin. Good, sir. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The meat pie looks delicious.
Hands it over to you.
Okay. So, let's go.
Oh, no. I can't take you to her. It's not just my secret.
What do you mean?
It's just not my only... It's not my secret only. I can tell you, but I can't show you. I can't bring you to her, no.
What? Well, then I'm going to enjoy this lovely meat pie then. Look at this awesome meat pie I just bought for me.
So tasty.
One of the other kids comes running up to her and whispers, one of the other girls whispers in her ear. No, really?
Which way did that little girl come from?
The outskirts of town, that-a-way.
Then I wander aimlessly that-a-way.
Sure. Back to Annabelle and this little girl. The little girl whispers something to him. They whisper back and forth to each other real quick, and the other little girl ends up taking off real quick.
Back the way I went?
Yeah. She runs past you.
Of course.
She almost knocks you over. Okay. And Annabelle looks up to you, and she goes,
maybe tomorrow you could come out. It's awfully late, and I can take this meat pie to her right now. But I don't think that the others will want you to see her tonight.
What others? These other kids?
Yeah. Don't you have any friends?
I have plenty of friends.
It's not what Jinx says.
Anyway. Okay. What time tomorrow? I'm holding you to this, Annabelle. I hope you know.
Come meet me over here.
She points towards the kind of the outskirts of the town. You know how the town just kind of ends. Okay. It's like there's several buildings back and forth. It's like an old west kind of town. And the town just sort of ends and the road goes off. Okay.
Just meet me over there after breakfast.
Okay.
And bring some more food.
And she grabs the meat pie and runs off.
Okay. That was weird.
Bill. Yeah.
Hmm.
You see the little girl run off, okay? Not too long after that, Annabelle comes running past you, okay? And they seem to be going towards it's almost like a community shelter. I mean, it's just kind of out on one of the hills nearby, just for some place to go in case bad weather. Okay. They seem to be running up towards it.
What do you do?
Circle around and come approach it from the outside.
Approach the little shelter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It'll take a while.
Yeah. It'd take a while. It's getting darker. It's getting darker. You're getting closer to Little Shack, and about five kids, including the little girl and Annabelle, come running out. They actually come from underneath the shelter. Okay. So it's not like it's got like a little crawl space between it and the ground. Okay, so they come running out, and the last one out pushes one of the boards back so you don't see the crawl space. There's like a little wooden skirt around the bottom of the building, and puts that and goes running after the rest of them.
Okay, I approach the building.
Okay, you get up to the building. It's pitch black at this time, and you don't hear anything. You don't see anything because it's very dark.
I will move the panel.
Okay.
Warm up my oddity.
Okay.
Take a little bit of food and sit it out in the entranceway.
What kind of food?
Whatever kind of food I have.
Flesh.
What do you got?
Rations.
Yeah, what, okay. Could have saved a cake from earlier. I would have allowed you to have that. That would have been fine with me.
Not a big fan of cake.
A biscuit?
Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Everybody loves Cheez-Its.
Everybody loves Cheez-Its.
I actually visited that machine once. In-game, I mean.
In-game. Okay.
Yeah.
Numenera. The Numenera that makes Cheez-Its?
Yes.
Okay.
So I put some Cheez-Its in the entrance.
Got a new idea for an oddity. It makes one Cheez-It a day.
Oh. And you have to shake it.
Okay, I kind of like that idea now. Okay. You sit there.
I squat down and wait.
Do you sit right next to it, or you back up a little bit?
Okay. I'm not right up on the entrance. There's some space, but there's nothing that I can't see.
Okay. You wait for a little bit, not like an hour or anything like that, maybe 10 minutes or so. And you see a, what looks to be a small hand, almost desiccated, but completely smooth, slight claws, completely hairless, reaches out from the darkness and grabs the food, snatches it in.
Can I determine what it is?
It's humanoid, but
identifying's a skill.
Doesn't look, yeah. I know. I know identifying's a skill.
Okay.
It's humanoid. It doesn't look human, though. And it is nothing you've heard of before.
I will, reach up and put a few more Cheez-Its.
Okay.
In almost the same spot. And while I wait, I will study the area in front of me where the creature is.
Mm-hmm.
Try and sense magic.
Okay.
Page 49. It's my mystical attribute.
You can sense whether the Numenera is active in situations where its presence is not obvious. You must study an object or location closely for a minute to get a feel. Cool. Okay. You crouch down. You can look inside, and after about a minute, you see two points of diffuse light, and as you stare, it's like they're coming into focus almost. And after a couple minutes or so, you realize that they are large eyes, real big eyes, and it's like, you know, you look at a cat has that the tapeta lucidum that light shines on it, and their eyes are real bright at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they start to look like. And they're big, big round eyes.
So is this me just seeing the creature? Is this me sensing something otherly?
This is the same sense that you get when you look at a Numenera.
Okay.
Okay. The same type of imagery you would get off of an active Numenera, is coming from these eyes.
Okay. So does it come out again?
No, it doesn't. You almost feel like it can sense you, and it's a little more worried.
Okay, well, with my understanding of Numenera,
mm-hmm.
Can I figure out what it is?
Sure. It's gonna be a difficulty. It's a formidable challenge. Task difficulty 7. This would be something on the very edge of knowledge, if at all, in your purview. So it's very difficult to do.
Okay. Of course, I am trained in identifying and understanding Numenera.
Okay. That would bring it down to a 6.
Which is still an 18.
Yeah.
Burn it.
For a 15.
Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do you?
Oh, Bill just got an idea.
Yes.
That whole face just lit up.
Yes. I'm going to cap my datasphere siphon.
Okay.
And ask it what the creature is in here.
Okay. That's the cipher I gave you.
Cipher, right? Yeah. 283.
Okay. You activate the siphon,
roll his D6.
Doesn't need to. I mean, cause he's just gonna get an answer.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give him the exact answer. The cipher itself looks like a little rod. Okay. It's almost like a pen, a ballpoint pen with a little button at the top. Okay. And you press the button and, you ask it your question. And, a voice comes out and goes,
"This is the pre-adolescent child of one of the old ones, not seen for over 2 eons.
Great.
He's got a magic 8-ball.
What will happen next?
Child Thulu.
I did not say that.
Unseen for what?
Over 2 eons. This is what, the ninth world?
Last seen in the 7th world.
Let's put it that way.
Okay, what's an old one?
Hmm.
and your one use item is no longer useful.
Yes, you're right.
Poof.
Click, 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 click.
No magic eight ball. No.
And about this time, you realize that the eyes are getting closer. Is there anything like initiative in this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. How do we do initiative? Encounters not so much measurement of time, blah, 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 around it. To determine who goes first, second, so on, each player makes a speed roll called an initiative roll. Oh, okay. So I know what hers is. She doesn't roll. It's three right. times her number. Yeah. So we'll go ahead and roll initiative real quick.
Seven.
Okay. She goes first, but not by much.
It's just her difficulty number, though, right? Not times three.
No, it's...
No, it is her...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's her level times three.
Her level times three. And NPC's initiative roll target number is three times the NPC's level. So it's her level times three.
It says on an initiative roll, a character who rolls higher than an NPC's target number takes her action before the NPC.
Right. Does. And the target number is
her level times three.
Target number and NPC initiative are the
so
same
it's the
thing.
Same as like a difficulty then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. The her eyes flash and she makes an attack against your intelligence. Okay.
She's attacking my mind.
Yeah.
With her cuteness.
In, you still can't see her clearly. You just see the eyes coming at you, right? And you feel sleepy. Okay.
Okay. What's my target number?
Let me see how they do it for the creatures. I just want
it's probably a level times three, right?
It usually is.
Unless it's,
unless there's a modification.
Really good at.
Yeah.
Or really bad at.
The simplest kind of attack, such as a PC trying to stab a bandit, the player rolls and compares his result to the opponent's target number. If his roll is equal to or greater than the target number, the attack hits, just as with any kind of task, the GM might modify the difficulty based on the situation. Okay. Your target is a 12.
To stop the mind attack.
To stop the mind attack.
Oh, joy.
So you could burn 3 points of intellect for a point of effort to make the 12 a 9.
And then she'll damage my intellect. That's a
Well, he said you're feeling sleepy, so it sounds to me like if you don't make this roll, it's kind of over anyway.
I'll just roll it raw.
Sure.
13.
Wow. That would be chinny chin right. chin.
Yeah, you do feel sleepy, but it's like you blink your eyes and you're like, whatever.
I stand up and back away a little bit and say, that's not how you treat friends.
And she crawls back a little bit farther. Bill, make a listen check, a listen skill roll. Everybody else is still in town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys can hear it easily. Sorry, Bill. Difficulty level, was it, 3, so target number's a 9.
Okay. 12. Oh.
Right on the edges all the time. You hear a bell ringing back in town. The other three, wherever you guys are at, you immediately hear a bell ringing. Okay. And
question,
you start, yeah.
At what point do I roll to recover my lost intellect?
Anytime you want to.
Yeah, whichever one you want to use except for the...
You have to use them in order, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you take an action.
Yes.
You can take an action whenever you want and roll a d6 to get it back.
Right.
Okay.
D6 plus 1.
Can I do that now before I respond to the...
Yeah. You could have done that by just after the kid left, you just, you know...
Or you could wait to take more damage.
Yeah.
It's d6 plus what?
Your tier.
It's d6 plus your tier.
D6 plus 1.
So in this case, plus 1.
So I rolled a 1.
Plus 2.
Recovered 2 back.
Yes. Let me try to find the creatures again. I found them
and
earlier.
If you rest for 10 minutes, you can do it again.
And actually, how long did my excursion take from the time I left him?
From the time you left him?
Yeah.
It's probably been about an hour or so now.
So if he wanted to, he could take his second one as well.
Yeah, so I could take my 10.
Yeah.
So that just...
But would you want to for only 1 point?
Well, yeah, because... Once I do my 10 minutes, if it's been an hour, doesn't that reset?
No.
It's once per day.
Day.
Well, once per day, you can try to heal yourself 4 times. You can try to restore your pool 4 times.
Okay. Then I'll just leave it at the two, and my 10-minute one I'll save.
Wait. You spent 3 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just got back two, so you're only down one.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, leave it at the two is leave it as getting two back.
Yes, leave right. Leave it as the two gain. Deficit.
Okay. Yep. So is this bell ringing with a sense of urgency?
Yes, like, with a sense
cling,
of urgency,
cling, cling,
yes.
Cling? Okay.
You start hearing people, on the downslope of the town towards the salt flats itself. People are running away from that. And every now and then you see, a person, get hit with a spear and fall. So let's go on initiative. Bill?
When I hear the alarm from the city,
mm-hmm.
I toss a few more snacks down.
Okay.
Say, be safe, little one, and rapidly return.
Okay. Time frame, you can get to the opposite side of town. These guys, I'm saying, are in the middle.
Just tell me when I can do things.
And two rounds, you can come in. Okay?
Sure.
I think it'll be easiest that way to do it. You weren't too far away. You took a long, circuitous route is why I was adding more time in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your initiative. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill. We're going in.
19.
Appropriate.
So,
guess Bill? What you get to do? I rolled a 1.
Yeah, no problem. Oh.
Yeah.
Even on initiative?
Something bad happens.
I rolled a 1.
He finds one of the guys out patrolling.
I stumble
and I take longer to get there. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where's the fun in that?
Quicksand.
Yeah.
I'm not really getting initiative. This is just a straight up D20, or am I rolling against my speed or what?
You're rolling against a number that he hasn't bothered to tell us.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what their number is. I'm trying to figure out where you guys go in relationship to them.
My speed doesn't affect it at all?
You can use speed to modify it.
But without knowing the number, it doesn't make sense to. Yeah.
Okay, so 6.
Okay. I'll reread it one more time, make sure I'm doing that right.
You're doing it right.
Am I doing that right? Are you sure I'm doing it right?
Doing okay. Right.
Well, you could tell us what it is.
Oh. 6.
Because we can also use
effort
and abilities to lower that if appropriate.
Yeah.
Try to go before it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7? What? I'm sorry. What did you think?
6.
Okay, so it's Doug, Jason, Joe, them, and Bill. From where you three can see, from where Doug, Jason, and Joe can see, so I guess that would be Ian, Grom, and...
Obese. Sorry, I put an L in it
Obese.
For some reason.
Obese. Okay. Grom, Obis, and Ian can see on that downslope, they can see what looks like a ram-headed humanoid that just speared somebody. Okay. Doug.
So just for point of reference, so I have this in my head.
Yep.
From the center of town, which direction is the commotion?
Southward, downslope.
Southward, okay. Yeah. And the direction that Bill ran off to is
northward, upslope.
So almost directly through the middle of town.
Yep.
Opposite sides.
Yep.
Okay.
There's the way I'm envisioning this, there's like a slight steep slope. There's a leveled out, slightly leveled where the city is. It's still on a slope, but it's a lot more level. Mm-hmm. And then there's another series of slopes going up. Okay.
Okay. Obis, let's go see what's going on. And I'll head off right off in that direction.
Okay.
I'll run towards what did you say it was?
It's a ram-headed creature.
Towards the ram-headed
creature.
That's
one of the things that's the first thing you see is a ram-headed creature.
Is this a humanoid capable of chucking a spear?
Technically it would be an abhuman.
Right. Abhuman capable
ab-human?
Of chucking a spear?
Yes.
Okay. Does it in fact have a spear?
It's pulling one out of the person it just stabbed.
Okay. What's the range we're talking about here?
For you, you are a long distance. You're the edge of long distance. Long distance is anything greater than short distance, but less than 100 feet or so. So you're between 50 and 100 feet from it.
What is the range on esoteric? I don't remember. I
think it might vary.
What is your esoteric?
Onslaught.
Esoterics are on page 35. You can tap into the Numenera to reshape the world around you. Esoterics must be activated, which requires you have a free hand and spend one or more intellect points. Which esoteric are you using? Onslaught?
Onslaught.
You attack a foe using energies that assail either his physical form or his mind. In either case, you must be able to see your target. If the attack is physical, you emit a short-range ray of force. If the attack is mental, you focus your mental energies to blast the thought processes of another creature within short range.
Okay, so I'll start moving towards this creature to get it in short range. It's long, short, immediate, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Character can move a short distance as her entire action for a turn. She can also try to move a long distance as her entire action, but the player might have to roll to see if the character slips, trips, or stumbles. I think you can easily make it into short distance, your time moving.
I think a long distance would be the 100.
Well, it says it's less than 100 feet.
Right.
Long distance is anything greater than short, but less than 100. So it's between 50 and 100. Okay. And I think you can move through the long into the short distance.
In a full move.
In a full move. Yeah. You're going downhill. It's a street. It's kept clear. Okay. So I think you can do that.
I'll move.
Okay. Bill, you got a question?
This could be someplace where you could intrude.
Yes, but it's not your turn yet.
I'm saying on him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Just saying we haven't done that yet.
We're going to when we get down to the number one.
Yeah, but that's for free.
Yeah, tripping him up, I would rather do something else to
him. I'm just pointing
out. I want to use GM intrusions for things that are a little bit more interesting story-wise, as opposed to him, I'll delay you two rounds if you trip yourself up in the middle. To me,
I didn't say that's what it had to be.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I want him to get in closer contact before I start screwing him over. Okay. Jason.
Start moving into short range.
Okay. Joe.
So we're at long range now?
Yes.
And it takes a full action
to move into short range.
You could be immediate if you made a check.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to get into an immediate, you know, so that you're like in close contact with the guy, you can make a check. Difficulty won't be too bad.
Can I move one block of distance and do an action?
Can you do things at long range?
I can do things at short range.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you do that. Yeah.
Well, cause you can move an intermediate distance and do something. So you could start moving forward.
I tell you what,
moving up to get it into short range is an action.
Would be your turn.
Okay.
Oh, that's the full turn?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you want to make a difficult task. That would be a 4. Target number is a 12.
To get all the way up to a range
and be able to do something. You want to be able to do something in short range, right?
Right.
You make your difficult roll, you make that roll and you'll be able to hoof it, you haul ass down the street and you're huffing and puffing, but you get there and you can do your action.
And if you fail, is that right?
I thought you could only do an action if you only moved a little bit. If you actually put effort into it to go a short range or a long range, that's your turn.
Yeah, I'm giving him a chance to make a roll to do it faster. And if it's out of the purview of the rules,
it's still your game, whatever.
So, but I think, you know, in this particular thing, it's an easy thing to allow somebody to do.
I just wanted to make sure that you were aware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's way too many pauses in that for.
I'll just take it normal. I'll just take my full round and I'll increase myself to short distance.
Okay. Okay. You see one of these. When you guys are moving up, you see that there's more than one of these. There's several of these creatures. Okay. And you see that there's at least 4 other bodies as people are running out. One of them starts getting closer and closer. one that you all see up at the front actually closes within intermediate distance. That's all he can do. The others close up to short distance, and one of them throws a spear. And
so he's intermediate to
you three.
The three of us. Okay.
Yeah.
All three of them put them at the short distance, okay. Right?
All right.
They all moved up in a short distance. He did the same thing. So they both went from long into in immediate.
Gotcha.
Okay. Great.
Immediate's like 25 feet or 15 feet or something, but you can touch everything in the immediate area.
Right.
Yeah.
Taking a little getting used to.
Yeah.
And you can see, I mean, this thing looks like a goat-headed humanoid.
Gross.
Yeah. I mean, and his horns are, I mean, they're large and ornate, and they sweep up and back.
Ew.
How many fingers does he have?
Huh?
How many fingers does he have?
Five. Oh, sorry, four and a thumb on each hand. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better, Doug? I knew you were going to ask.
Well, I was... could have three, I don't know.
Or six.
Yeah. What about his feet? Are they cloven or is he wearing boots?
Or one of each.
Boots.
Wielding spears, each one looks like it has a axe weapon also. Leather, hide, and other scraps, of armor, you know, so that they have some armor, but it's not any kind of coherent thing. And they're bleating.
Okay.
So one throws a spear and, roll 1d6, Doug.
Six.
Hey, he throws at you. So you need to make a defense roll.
Okay.
Yeah. And his attack is actually three higher, is one higher. So, defense roll, against a level three. So defense roll against a nine.
Okay. And armor takes off the damage, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. 19.
Okay. So you dodge off to the side, spear. I mean, it drives into the ground next to you. I mean, you can't even see the spearhead anymore.
Ooh.
Okay. I mean, it was that sharp. I mean,
That was a 19, though. Yeah.
Yeah. But he misses.
No, I'm saying he gets a minor effect, doesn't he?
On a dodge. Looks awesome when I do it. When I catch the spear.
It's your role. You can spend everything you can spend on everything else. I don't know why you wouldn't get an effect.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, my effects are like...
Those are just suggestions. You can also just say it embeds in the earth and he has to either let go of it or spend a turn drawing it as a minor effect.
Can I catch it?
Cheap materials. Gets a bonus to his armor class from cheap materials.
No, that's a pretty big effect.
Is it?
Yeah, that kind of thing I think would be a pretty big effect. A character jumping down into a pit lands on her feet. Either the GM or the player can come up with a possible minor effect that fits the situation, but both of us agree on what it should be. Don't waste a lot of time thinking of a minor effect if nothing appropriate suggests it. I tell you what, it's right there in the ground, easy enough for you to go rip right out.
Okay.
And use it if you wanted to.
Okay.
Okay. Does that sound fair?
That's fine.
And the rest are closing in. Bill, let me see. It was what, page 25, I think, where they had the skills. Yeah. Yeah, give me a perception. Difficulty of, I'm going to have to start placing markers all over the dang place. Demanding, so it's going to be a 9.
Okay. 5.
Okay. You don't see the other two creatures sneaking up behind you.
As I'm running.
As you're running.
Okay.
You're running and you don't see the two guys that are coming around the buildings that they've snuck up around.
As I run past them and they attack me.
Right. And they attack you.
All right.
Okay. Defense roll. Might defense is level 3. So a 9. Your target's a 9. Against 2 of them.
So I'm rolling 2 defenses?
Yes.
Okay. 1 missed.
Okay. And the other one hit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Damage is 3 points. Are you wearing armor?
Light armor, so I take 2 points.
Yes, off of your might. Doug, you're in immediate contact with one of them right now. There are more down the hill. If you want to move, you can close to within immediate distance.
Well,
I'll just deal
with the one that's next to me, though.
Okay.
I will, I'll use Onslaught, and I will attack him physically. So, ray of energy fires out of my head, third eye, straight into his face.
Okay.
He's not wearing any armor, right?
Mismatch armor. They have, as far as game terms, they have an armor of one.
Okay.
But it's mismatched leather, piece of metal here and there.
Okay. Okay. Onslaught costs an intellect point, but my edge is an intellect, so I can do it for free.
Okay.
Oh, natural 20. Oh, I love this die.
Jason, can you go out and give me a hammer?
No, no, don't touch it.
It's the green one.
So that's 8 points then, right? Onslaught does 4, and the natural 20 does 4 more.
Okay. Let's see. That would be Jason's next.
Whip out my weapon. Take his feet up from under.
Okay.
So target's 9?
Yep.
12.
Okay. You hit. How much damage?
2.
Okay. Joe.
Okay. So he was closing a distance. I was closing a distance. And
you're
both.
Yes.
So I'm within melee range of this
yes.
thing.
Yes. You are in melee range, not only with him, but also Jason and Doug.
Okay. I'm going to draw the quarterstaff and bash.
Okay.
Which would normally cost 1, but with the edge, it costs nothing.
Okay.
I'm looking for a 9.
Oh, I forgot to do my intrusion on you for free.
And I rolled a one.
The ambush, yeah.
Okay. You take a point of damage from your own weapon as you try to swing that sucker like crazy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And it goes through whatever armor. So you do take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
So 1 point off of your might.
Got it.
Okay.
There was a splinter.
Pulled my shoulder. I was so excited. I pulled my shoulder out.
There you go. I like that. You pull it out and it pops back in at the same time.
Spaz.
Doug, roll me a D6. You got one down there, right?
1.
Okay. He attacks you, Joe.
Okay.
He takes a swing at Ian. He draws his axe off of his belt and takes a swing at you.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I was reading. So did all of them act already?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed it.
Yeah. It went pretty quickly. Once Doug decided what he was going to do, we resolved that really quick, and it's like boom, boom, boom. Okay. You make your defense against a 9?
11.
Okay. He misses you. As he takes a swing, you bend over and grab at your shoulder, and he misses you because you're grabbing at your shoulder. 3 more close in with you guys. Okay. One of them is wearing, it's kind of a weird, it's not really a hat because he's got horns. But it's like a cap that fits in between his horns. Okay. And, so those 3 close up. Bill, the 2 that are on you, make 2 defense rolls as they swing spears at you.
Joy.
Or stab at you, sorry, with their spears.
Now, these spears.
Uh-huh.
Are they metal bladed spears?
Yes.
Okay. Just curiosity.
Yeah.
9 and a 12.
Okay, they meaner. Both miss you. Both miss you. Bill, your turn. There's 2 attacking you.
I'll back up an intermediate distance.
Uh-huh.
And plug 1.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to spend 3 points of my speed.
Okay.
I have 1 point of edge, so it's only 2 points to put an effort in it to make it easier to hit them.
Okay.
Hit him.
So it drops it to a 6?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 19.
19.
Nice.
Are you going to take the 3 extra points of damage? Or?
Doug just showed me the page.
Uh-huh.
In combat, it's just plus damage.
Okay.
If it's an attack, 17, 18, 19, and 20 deals 1, 2, 3, and 4 more points. If it's something other than an attack, then a 19 or 20 gives you the minor or major effect.
Okay, but you can also, I was looking at it too, you can do something like, you can give up that 4 points on a major and do something like knock down, disarm, The same for the minor effect. You can forego that extra damage and do something else.
Okay.
Page 88. So that's what I'm saying. Do you want to take the...
By myself against two, I'm going to take all the damage okay. I can put out.
So what was the total?
I rolled a 19, so that's plus three.
You okay?
Seven.
Seven? Seven total?
Yeah.
Minus their one, so six from their armor. You okay there, Bill?
Yeah. Apparently I'm wearing an invisible bell earring.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
this ear just went, no!
I hate when that happens. Doug.
I blast him again.
Okay.
11.
Okay, hits.
4 points.
Okay. Now you're doing something other than attacking?
Onslaught. Just onslaught.
And that's, is that just a mighty thing that you're swinging at him, or is it a mind thing? I'm sorry.
Mind blast.
Okay, so it goes through.
No. If I can either attack his might or attack his intellect.
Okay.
If I attack his might, it's a physical attack, so his armor would take okay. off 1 point. So I do 3 points with his armor.
Okay.
If I attack his mind, then armor doesn't count, but I only do 2 points.
So you want to attack his physical?
Physically attack okay. him. So I'll take the three points of damage.
Okay. Jason.
Attack the same one.
Okay.
12.
Okay.
Two.
Two. Joe.
Okay, the same one I'm tangling with.
Uh-huh, that's the same one they're fighting.
Quarterstaff.
Okay.
Hopefully bash. 8.
He's over there and he's juking and around the rest of the guys and he sees that quarterstaff going and he ducks back and it goes right under his nose.
Great.
Remind me of death.
What kind of nose does he have? Are they all goat people? Or?
Oh yeah, right. It goes right under his chin. I mean, his little beard just kind of wisps around the quarterstaff.
No, it's more like Daffy Duck.
Do you have to expend effort before the roll?
Yes.
Okay.
There are a couple of special abilities that let you do it after, I think. But yeah, in general, I think it's before the
roll. Yeah. In general, yes. You got to decide what you're going to do ahead of time. You got to drop the difficulty, then make your roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plus everything else you're going to spend if you have things that you're going to spend.
Right.
But again, you know the difficulty ahead of time. And you can make that decision.
Right. I just didn't know with the 8 if he could decide, oh, wait, I want to use effort now. And
nope.
Okay. Just checking.
Bad rolling. That's all. Yep. Their
although,
turn.
Although if he had an XP point, he could throw one away to reroll and take the best.
Mm.
Doug, roll me a D6.
1.
Joe, 2 of them attack you. 2 defense rolls.
12.
Okay.
And a 4.
Okay. 1 hit you for 3 points of damage.
Okay. I have armor.
So 2.
Off my might.
Yes. Jason, give me a defense roll. Another one swings his axe right at your head.
10.
Okay. You duck out just in time also. Doug. One comes at Grom. Make your defense roll.
Ooh, 7.
Okay. The one you've been beaten up on, he slices at you with his axe. 3 points of damage.
Okay, I take 2.
Okay. Bill, there's 2 of them on you. You've smacked one pretty good.
I have armor 1.
The other two, I mean, those two are going to attack you. They're going to slice at you. They're poking at you with their spears.
Alrighty.
2 defense rolls.
All right. Sweet.
Dude, not only do they miss you, I mean, they come at you at the same time and somehow you're able to just split right around.
So I spin. I use my Aikido techniques.
Yes.
And they stab each other.
I mean, it's so good that there's a couple of people that are, you know, getting ready to shut their windows. They see and they're like, oh, very good. Very good. Oh, that was pretty. Oh, yeah. They start clapping.
I'd say I knock one sword a short distance away, a spear a short distance away, and the other one is turned around and won't be able to attack me next turn.
Okay. Sure.
Does that sound?
Not attack you. Let's say his damage will be reduced
or
by 1.
His difficulty.
His damage. Yeah, his difficulty to hit you will be increased. Let's see. Yeah, Your roll will go from a 9 to a 6.
For him.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Yeah, works for me.
Your turn.
I shoot the one that I shot last time.
Okay.
I will spend one speed pool to activate my pierce, which is one plus one damage.
Okay.
But I have one speed edge, so that'll cost me nothing.
Okay. So you're getting a free extra point of damage.
Yes.
And you just got another one.
Yes. Okay. I rolled a 17.
So what was the total?
17, pierce, 4 for the bow, so 6 total.
Okay. Minus 1 for their... There we go. Minus 1 for their armor. Okay. So the same one you hit before, right?
Right.
Okay.
That drops him, doesn't it? Unless they have more wounds than their challenge. Which makes sense.
Bill, you dropped the first one the last time, so I was reading the stats for the leader.
Oh.
So this one is still up.
I was fighting two leaders?
Yeah. and let's say you guys have killed 3 of them that have entered you all. Take your 2 points back.
So that just leaves their chief and one other guy, right?
Yes.
So
and
there's only
are, then so there's the one that's back there with Bill, there's the chief, and there's actually 2 more behind him. Okay. So there's 3 left.
So is
for the 3 guys down at the bottom of the hill, there's 3, and there's 1 left with Bill. So who's looking bad?
Right. Is the chief on Joe's character? Is that the way that is? Or
no. No, the chief has not closed yet. I eliminated the other 3 because I was calculating them wrong. They should have killed all 3 of those guys by now. So now there's another one in there. The chief, we'll say the chief came up and was one of the ones that poked at Joe.
I'm just trying to get the mental image.
Yeah, the chief took a poke at Joe, but missed. The one that should have died is the one that took damage from, that gave him damage before.
Gotcha.
Okay. Because the chief would have done more damage. Fair?
Fair enough.
Okay. And now you guys are all in close quarters fighting those guys.
Right.
Okay. The chief is on Joe. 2 regular guys on the other good 2.
Okay.
Doug.
I bless the guy I'm fighting.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
So 4 points.
Okay. Still up. Jason.
Check the one.
There's one on you, too.
It's okay.
Okay.
Take the one on Doug.
Okay.
10.
Hits, drops him. I know your minimum damage would have taken care of it.
Boop.
Yeah. Okay, Joe.
Okay, I'm going to try to use the quarterstaff again with Bash.
No.
God,
you're
3.
talented, trained.
But, you know, it's okay. You're fighting the leader.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Missed him.
Okay.
Having a hard time over here.
He's going to return the favor. Roll.
Is the leader wearing better armor?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so now I need to roll.
Oh, no, his armor is better, but it doesn't make a difference for the attack. It just means more damage is taken off.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, he is a little bit better, but not significantly better.
So I need to roll a 6, though, right?
Yes.
Let's go with the vents. 10.
Okay. That's good enough. He doesn't hit you. The one on Jason, the one on you.
I got a skilled defense.
Okay.
14.
Okay, you're fine. And Bill, there's still one on you.
Mm-hmm.
He swings at you.
No, which one is still on me?
One of the regular
guys. The one
guys.
That threw his weapon away or the one that is not going to hit me as well?
The one that's not going to hit you as well.
Okay. So I'm defending on a 6.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Bill.
I move a short distance back and put an arrow in him.
Okay.
All this time I'm moving back towards the city.
Yeah, gotcha. I figured that's what you meant. I gotcha.
Nice.
20.
Yeah, he had 1 point left.
Yeah. Well, I do 8 to him.
Would
so
you like to describe it?
Pin him to the ground.
Did you red mist his head?
No, it buried up to the
feathers
fletching in his chest.
Oh, comes out the back of him.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Through the spine.
Nice.
It would have been much better if you said I shot him through the horns.
Doug, there's still the leader on Joe and one on Jason. Who's been helping you?
He looks like he can handle himself. I will mind blast the one on Jason.
Okay.
Because he's doing such a good job.
You're not getting hurt.
I will. I will hit the one on Joe because if he tries to use his mental powers to make that thing levitate away from here, any bad thing could happen. I have to help him before he goes crazy.
It's a good point. That is a good point.
Ugh, five.
Okay, no. He looks at you and he bashes away your feeble attack with his horns.
It's a mental blast.
Oh yeah.
So I miss.
He just looks at you. He stares right back at you.
Is it an action to switch weapons?
Let's say no. If it is, we'll find out later. No.
I think it is to switch, but it isn't to draw. But I don't know.
I think drawing a weapon's a free action. Putting one away is
that's
action.
Going back to D&D.
No, I think it says that in here, that drawing a weapon's free and putting one away is an action. I'm pretty sure.
That must have been Monty's edition.
Well, it is Monty, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I never understood that.
I'll just go ahead and attack the one I'm on.
Okay.
9.
Hits?
2.
2 points. Minus is 1, so... Joe!
Try to hit him with Bash again.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You really?
Yes.
Fifth time's the charm?
Can't fail this time.
Oh,
natural
20.
Go. So that's 5 points of damage plus the extra 4.
Yep.
So that's 9 points of damage.
Minus his armor. Okay. Now he is still up. He is the leader, so he has more hit points.
Okay.
Okay. Or health. He's going to return the favor. Make a defense roll.
6.
Yep. Yep,
9.
There you go. Bill, did you kill the one last time?
I'm all by myself.
Oh, yeah, you're all by yourself. Okay, just making sure. Jason, make a defense roll.
11.
Okay. And Bill, your turn.
How far away is their fight from me?
Long.
Okay. Then I will run long in one turn.
Okay. Gotcha. Doug.
So I'll need to roll, right?
No, you can get within short distance, or are you trying to get immediate distance?
I'm trying to close an entire 100 yards.
Yeah, make a roll. Speed.
100 feet. Whatever the term is. You say I'm that far away from it. I want to get all the way there.
Yeah, if you want to get within immediate distance to them.
Yeah.
Then make a roll. The difficulty is, the target number is 12.
Okay.
The actual target number, so the difficulty is what, 4? The regular number is 4.
I'm trained in balancing. Would that affect the roll? As I keep my feet along the rough path?
Sure. Yeah, I'll give you that. So take it from a 12 to a 9.
Okay. 11.
There you go. Okay. You are now there. Doug.
I'm going to distract him.
Which one?
The leader guy.
Okay.
It's only one left, right? The leader guy?
No, the leader guy and the one on Jason.
Little one on me.
Oh, I'm going to distract the leader guy.
Okay. And that means?
The difficulty of his next task is modified by 1 to his detriment.
Okay.
18.
Okay. Jason.
Attack the same one.
Okay.
20.
Okay.
So 6 points.
Just enough with his armor to kill him.
Works for me.
So now there's just the one left, and it's on Joe, and it's Joe's turn.
Okay. Here we go for Bash. Hopefully. 10.
There you go.
5 more points.
All right. Is that 5 plus or just 5 points total?
5 total.
Okay. So minus his armor. So he's still up, and he is not happy with you because you're actually hurting him now. Make a defense roll. And it's it's easier now.
Right.
He's distracted.
So it's 3. A 3.
Yeah. Don't roll a 1.
Or a 2.
Or a 2.
Wait a minute.
Doug did something to drop his, to make it more difficult for him to do something, okay?
Okay.
So in game terms, his target for you, which should be a 9, is now a 6 because of your ability,
right,
and now a 3 because of Doug's.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Watch him roll a 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then watch him roll a 2.
12.
Well, there's a 2 there.
And
a
1.
As far as game mechanics go, so it was a 4, he reduces to 3, he reduces.
It was a 3,
three.
He reduced it to a
2,
two and then to a 1. Right.
If he could have spent effort
to make it a 0.
To make it a 0 and just done damage.
Oh, good point.
Oh, no, and not done damage.
Not done.
Just, he was dodging.
Oh, the other way around.
It was, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, you could have, and just dodged automatically.
Right. Bill, your turn.
There's a big ugly there fighting.
Uh-huh.
Fighting, Joe's character.
And he's bleeding. Fighting Ian.
Ian, yes.
Save Ian. You must save Ian.
He's the charismatic,
and so his
town favorite.
What is my number?
Oh, 9.
9. I'll do the extra damage for Pierce and shoot him.
Okay.
9.
Oh, just what you needed. What's the total?
5 points.
-2 for his armor. Okay. Still up. Doug.
I'll distract him again.
Okay.
You are one smelly, ugly goat. 11.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and put the whip away and pull out my polearm.
Okay. Joe.
Bash.
Go to it, Ian.
Gross.
Wait, what'd you get?
2.
2.
Oh. Can't help you there.
Whip. He's a fast one.
And he takes a swing back at you.
He's not still distracted, though, right?
No.
He is distracted.
Mm.
I just distracted him. Its distraction is for his tasks.
For all his tasks or for his next task?
Hold on.
If it's for all his tasks, then yes, he is still distracted. If it's for his next task, then it's already been done because he was defending. When a character uses his turn to distract a foe, the difficulty of that foe's attacks is modified by 1 step to its detriment for 1 round.
Okay.
So attacks. That foe's attacks. Okay.
Attacks.
So, okay. So it's still a 3 then. And it's a wash because it wouldn't have been easy for you to hit him anyway.
6.
What's the total?
5.
Drops him.
Yay!
Okay, you guys, you guys repel the goat-headed creatures, the maugers. You guys know from just talking and Bill would certainly know that these creatures come in all shapes and sizes. It's a little unusual for ones of the same type to be all banded together as a group.
Do they have pockets?
Yeah, they've got some pockets.
I turn them out.
Okay, you turn them out. You're looking for...
Money. I'm broke.
I'm gonna collect all the spears and they'll take through.
Sure, you can grab all the spears. That's not a problem.
I'm going to spend time examining them to see if there's any Numenera on them.
Yes.
That's much more fun.
Oh, there is some shins on them. I do get to get out more dice.
Yeah, you get to roll.
That could make you all do it. Make you all each pull out a d6. 2, 4, 8, 11. Shins.
Okay.
Total.
3, 3, 3.
Who's got a D6 handy other than Doug, who's been rolling D6s?
I got one.
Bill's already picked his up. Roll it, Bill.
2.
No, there are 2. Count them, 2 ciphers.
I'm only going to take 2 shins since I blew a half shin, and this thing doesn't track half shins. So. All
right. If it doesn't, well, you want to just say there was 1 shin? Or
I'll just, in the morning, give me a free pie. And we'll call it even.
Sure, no problem.
2 for 1.
You can have a free pie in the morning.
Well, not a free one, just a half
extra.
Tonight and a half in the morning.
Sure. I will not use halves anymore.
How can we recover now? Can we?
You can take 10 minutes. See down here under recovery rolls, 1 action, 10 minutes, 1 hour, 10 hours.
Right. So I can.
You can do each of those a day, and you have to do them in order.
And we have
here.
When we sleep, do they reset the following day?
Right. So
actually, the 10-hour one is probably while you're asleep.
Right.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, if you're going to rest and you haven't done any of these, you can take an action. You can take 10 minutes. You can take an hour. You can take 10 hours.
Okay.
You can do it all one after the other.
Okay.
Okay, here you go. Ready, guys? Is that a 19? That's a 19. Detonation pressure. So I want to write these down.
Yeah.
That's one of the ciphers. Detonation, pressure.
Pressure, you said?
Pressure.
Normally you have to identify these things.
I was going to say that, but I decided.
Okay, well then I'll hide the next one.
I can't carry them.
It looks very similar to the first one, but different.
Anyone want to identify them or help me identify them?
How do you do it?
I'm pretty good at it.
Me too.
I'm
trained. He's trained. Are you?
Trained, and I have a book. And I have Identify.
They are both, they're both wristbands, they look like, I mean, they almost look like computer chips. They're just randomly placed, along them. I mean, it doesn't look like there's any kind of circuit board, which is kind of weird. So it's just like these chips. They're just jammed onto this band of metal. And there's, a button.
Okay. I'll try to identify him. So I'm trained in Numenera. I'm trained in identifying, and I have a book about Numenera. So that gives me +3, or that reduces it 3 steps.
If the GM feels that trained in Numenera and trained in identify qualifies as being skilled, then yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I would think it would.
Yes, I would too.
And one or both of us can help you, which will give you another step. So,
okay, so that reduces it 4 steps.
But a person can only reduce it 2, though, can't they? I thought
2 from skill and 2 from assets, which the book and help.
Okay, gotcha.
Books and help are both assets, and right. Then at our level, 1 from effort.
Okay. Okay. So.
So what's his target number?
Yeah.
What's
the difficult?
Let's find out what the difficulty is.
Which is where the D6 will always come into play.
Yep.
Like the one that he didn't make. Trying to figure out what that was would require.
The first one, which I've already told you, is a difficulty, is a level 4.
Okay.
And the other one I haven't told you is a level 6.
All right, so I reduce it to a 2.
Uh-huh.
Which is a 6.
Yes. Your target number is a 6 to roll.
10.
Detonation matter disruption.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to take a 10-minute and recover.
Okay.
I'll take an action and recover.
And Jason's feeling fine.
I'll start with the action.
So do you distribute recovery points?
Any way you want.
However you want?
Any way you want. We'll go ahead and actually we'll stop there. And I just want to get a little combat in. Start with a little bit of the mystery. And we'll pick it up. Basically, the way I see it is that you guys have had your fight and you're going to either retire to the tavern and sleep eventually, and we'll pick it up in the morning. Bill, you got a question?
Yeah. I discovered an old one.
Oh, yeah. You did make a discovery, didn't you? What is the reward for making a discovery?
I think it's XP.
Nice.
Okay, you get 1 XP.
Ooh, sweet.
That is true. You spent valuable loot to find it out. The child of an old one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how does the
A
end
young
of
old
night,
one.
Exactly.
How does the end of night XP rewards work? Do we get XP for what happened? Or
you know,
how does it work?
Let's find out.
There isn't necessarily an end of night.
End of game.
GM just
end
decides you've done enough. Here's the point.
You've learned enough. You've discovered enough because there's no reward for beating monsters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all about exploration and discovery and GM twists.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't pay to do any intrusions this time.
Right.
So you don't get any for that. Everyone take an additional XP for the night.
Woohoo.
And I'll try to read the book again to try and get it filtered into my stinking head.
So how many XPs?
You should have 1 XP.
Right, except for Bill, who has two.
Bill has two.
So how many does it take to do anything?
Four to start the leveling process. Three will give you an advantage, a long-term advantage. Two will give you a medium-length advantage.
If you spend them.
If you spend them.
But if you can save them up and basically level yourself, right?
Right, which would cost four.
Okay.
Four times.
Right. It's 16 points to get to the next tier.
Right. Right.
You have to take four advances. Each advance costs 4 points. For each advance, there's a set of things that you can take, and you have to take all four of those before you hit the next tier.
You have right. to increase your pools, which is one choice. You have to increase your effort. You have to increase an edge and take a skill of your choice or one of your character abilities that you don't have yet.
And then at that point, I'm tier two and get all the benefits of?
Right, yes. Right.
Okay. Do you spend XP as you go?
Yeah. Once you have four XP, I guess you can spend it any time.
I never actually came across that.
You spend it as you go, yeah. In fact, it specifically says I should start screwing you if you get 10 XP, if you hoard XP.
Yeah.
Not screwing you. You're supposed to start. I make you start spending it.
Okay. No, as soon as I get four, believe me, I'll spend it.
If we're in the middle of a fight, I might wait for five.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to spend it.
Yep. Okay. So that's a start.
Great start, Roy.
Good game.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
What's your impression?
I'm not as excited about it as I was about Deadlands Noir, but then I already knew that it was the setting. I already knew the rules.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of like the rules. I kind of like the rules. It's just taking me it's enough like D20 that I'm having to filter out the D20 nonsense that's still in my head. And I like D20. I like Pathfinder. I like all that stuff. But trying to set that stuff to a different corner of my brain is not an easy thing to do.
I like the combat.
The combat was pretty quick. It was pretty quick.
I like that it's fast. I like that it's not, what am I rolling?
Yeah.
What am I rolling every time? I mean, once we know what we're rolling, then we can think about how we want to modify it or what we want to, like when Doug did that distraction, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That's just built into the game. That's not something that you did special because you have an ability. That's just something we could all do.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is both of us wielding the light weapons, we couldn't get over the armor. So that's why
things had to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to switch weapons and.
You were planking him each time.
Right.
It's just, you didn't do any serious damage until you rolled natural 20, natural 19.
Right.
Yeah. But, the combat's kind of cool. And I hope y'all eventually get into the, mystery. Okay. All right, guys. Everybody say goodnight.
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 So, the child of an old one and a tribe of abhumans. Nice way to get started. Now, sorry about the confusion during combat. That's all my fault, and I will try to do better next week. You can get in touch with us by email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or even through Facebook, www.facebook.com/rusackgamers. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Numenera is copyright 2013 Monty Cook Games, LLC.